much for joining us on today's edition of Your Health Matters. My name is Jonathan Greenhut.
And I'm Janice Marie. Have a happy and healthy day.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for The Steve Cain Show, Monday through Friday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Hi, this is Scott from Kiss Energy Solutions, wishing you a happy holidays and offering you the gift of big savings. You can save up to 50% on your electric bills, and if you call me right now, you can save up to 65% off on all our products and services. So act now and take advantage of the $1,500 federal income tax credit that is expiring at the end of this month. Our products are typically installed in just one day, so we will not disrupt your busy holiday schedule. And you can keep your money for the holidays with our new one-year same-as-cash program. No interest or payments for a year. Get your income tax credit back and save for a year on your electric bills before you have to pay. Remember, the $1,500 federal income tax credit expires at the end of December, so please call now for the best deal. 1-800-690-3840. That's 1-800-690-3840 or kissenergysolutions.com. That's K-I-S-S energysolutions.com.
In today's economy, every dollar counts. And if you want to save money this time of year, you need your air conditioner in top shape for both heating and cooling. Problem solved. Call Florida's Heat and Air Conditioning Company. Serving South Florida for nearly a decade, Florida's Heat and Air Conditioning Company specializes in top-quality repairs, replacement, and maintenance of all makes and models of AC units, both commercial and residential. They even handle service to water heaters, and they're one of the few companies in South Florida that repairs pool heaters. Knowledgeable, courteous technicians, world-class professionalism, and they guarantee to be on time every time. Plus, same-day 24-hour emergency service with no extra charge for nights and weekends. So, whether you're too hot or too cold, for expert installation, service, or maintenance, there's only one choice. Florida's Heat and Air Conditioning Company. Call now for a free estimate. 561-750-6111. 561-750-6111. Online at airelectricservice.com. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Holland. Some of our other guest hosts are South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summer, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group, and Patrick Corona of Guest in America. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the EnderRooms.com co-founders RC and Kenny P, and many others in the field of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Dr. Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. The show provides an interactive means of involving listeners from around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and podcasts on Twitter. The online magazine, radio show, and website provide the latest and best information to readers and listeners. If you have any questions, call today, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. And now, today's show.
Welcome to today's show. Of course, we are live right now on WNN 1470 AM. My name is John Hollis, and I am the host of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And of course, we're sitting in studio live with Dale Henson, and Dale is the new executive director and, of course, producer of the radio show. And he's making sure that all the animals stay in a cage.
That's right. No crossbreeding.
About the time that you think that life couldn't get any better, it gets better. And, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is now being produced in a way that we're looking forward to many major things happening in the next year. And that's why we have a producer of Dale's caliber along with us. And, Dale, again, we welcome you to the show.
And it is great to be here.
You know, the 12-Step Music Fest, got to tell you, is coming up. It is a unanimous thing now, Dale. We have been formally invited, and they have been asked, we've been asked to November 7 do a live show.
Yes, we have.
And we're working out all the gory details, and we will be doing a live broadcast from Sugarloaf Key on the 7th of November. We're looking forward to, of course, being a part of that. And if you need more information, please go to the 12stepmusicfest.com. This is a great opportunity to be able to hang out, have a good time. It's a recovery-based event. But most importantly, there's great music, great fun for all. And it's like a mini Woodstock.
Serious fun.
You know, when they told me it was a mini Woodstock, my first reaction was, okay, maybe we can get naked and have fun,
yeah.
But, you know, I don't think that's taking place. But in the meantime, we are looking forward to, of course, having all of the people that were pretty much at the Rally for Recovery and a whole lot more that are going to be at the 12-Step Music Fest. Richie Supa is going to be there. You know, there's a bunch of different artists that are going to be there. We're looking forward to that event. It is November the 7th. And, of course, that is, of course, 2009. So it isn't next year. It's actually happening this year, Dale.
This year.
So we're looking forward to having everybody there at the event. And, of course, if you want to pre-register, 12stepmusicfest.com, that's the place you want to go.
And if you're not clear, this is in the Florida Keys.
Yes, Sugarloaf Key.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. Listen, if you're sitting right now and you're hearing the show and you're driving around or you're in your office or, you know, you're in a situation where you like what you hear and you've been hearing the show and you'd like to be a sponsor of one of the shows, Dale, they can call 877-799-8773.
We'll take it 24/7.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, we look forward to anybody that is sponsoring us. Today's sponsors, by the way, are It's Thursday sponsors, and they're Destination Hope. And you can reach Destination Hope by going to destinationhope.net, thefirststepsoberhouse.com, and that is the First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach.
A great place.
And Jocko's Automotive. And if for all your Jocko Automotive needs, let me tell you, Jocko's the best, you know.
I got an education today, and we'll never go anywhere else, I don't believe.
Yeah, he's the bomb. Jocko's a great guy. And you can go to Jocko's Automotive. It's on the corner of Andrews and McNabb Road. He's right there on the corner. Great, reliable guy, everything from engine rebuilds to, you know, he does oil changes to engine rebuilds to transmission rebuilds. He does
alternators?
All he's doing, Dale's alternator as we speak. So the bottom line is Jocko for all your automotive needs. And, of course, we are here with an opportunity today that is unlike most opportunities of our daily broadcast because we have a gentleman that comes with a whole bunch of experience. And his name, of course, is Dr. Clement, Brian Clement of the Hippocrates Health Institute. And, of course, the doctor is world-renowned, and the Hippocrates Health Institute is world-renowned. These are people that help people every day for many, many years, and most importantly, they have the Hippocrates Life-Changing Program, the Life Change Program, the educational health educational program. They have an Oasis Therapy Center. They have all kinds of things going on, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Clements about that. We also want to talk to him about the Thriving Center and how it was founded and the visionary of Ann Wigmore. And, of course, is currently under the leadership of course, Dr. Brian and Anna Clement, and we're looking forward to finding out more about that. We look forward to, of course, having you tune in for our shows. We are on the air 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on, of course, any time during the week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we have Saturday from 4 to 6, Sunday from 9 to 11, And, of course, you can tune in. That's all Eastern Standard Time and all PM. We want to welcome our listeners on Blog Talk Radio. And most importantly, we want to have you have a safe, wonderful day while listening. We're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Brian Clement on right after this break. We'll be back right after this message. Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Buffalo Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuild and transmission rebuild. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And this friendly staff will tow you right to the center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gerson and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. Sorry it took us a little longer to get back. We were kind of running around trying to take care of some things behind the scenes here. And, of course, we're glad we're back on the show to talk with Brian Clement, and Dr. Brian Clement, and he is the co-director of Hippocrates Institute. And Dr. Clement, how are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Can't complain. I understand that you're on vacation, sir.
I wish it was a vacation. It was a two-and-a-half-week lecture tour of the Northeast in Canada.
And how'd that work out for you?
Always well. I mean, there's increasingly hundreds of people that show up, and people are awakening now. They realize they've got to take charge of their own life. Nobody else is going to do it for them.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because it's really important for people to understand that it is about us taking responsibility for ourselves. Doctors and people can't help us unless we're actually in the game to work on ourselves.
That's for sure. I mean, we've been doing that here successfully now with hundreds of thousands of people for 53 years.
And you know, you bring up a valid point about 53 years. I know you haven't been there for 53 years, but you've been at the helm for quite a while. But Ann Wigmore was the one that actually brought this all to play. Is that correct?
That's right. Dr. Wigmore, back before she was a doctor,
mm-hmm.
in the early 1950s, and she was about late 40s, early 50s, was told by the Harvard doctors that she had 6 months to live from colon cancer, stage 4.
Wow.
That didn't sound favorable to her, so what she literally did is start to employ the methodology she learned as a child from her grandmom, who was a village doctor back in Lithuania, and healed herself, and couldn't contain that information, and by the mid-1950s, founded Hippocrates, and we haven't looked back since. People come here, as you know, to South Florida from every single corner of the globe, and today, it's not only people with catastrophic diseases, but for people who don't want to age prematurely and athletes. Today, I counseled a guy on his way to the Olympics, and, you know, on and on this goes. And people are realizing that if you eat the proper foods and exercise and most importantly, get your head together, change your attitude, that life becomes refreshing rather than killing to you.
And you bring up a point that in this day and age, with the economy and the stressors and all of the things that are going on, you know, people tend to have, you know, health breakdowns because of it. And there's got to be different ways to be able to start dealing with life better on life's terms. And you can do that by eating properly and do it by working out and positive thinking and all of those things. And do you believe that in an economy like this, you really have to take more of an initiative to deal with those emotional issues?
Yes, I do. But I think, you know, what this gives America and Americans an opportunity to reflect upon our values again. I think we've lost our values. You know, what built this nation were hardworking, family-oriented, down-to-earth, common-sense people. And my God, I don't find too many of them anymore. People are yelling and screaming, all upset, on a path to money, but not to fulfillment. And this opportunity we have is to say, hey, let's put the brakes on. And before we start hitting the gas again, let's ask ourselves personally, what direction do I want to go in? Now, what I've learned over the years, and I've been one of the fortunate recipients of this kind of understanding, is that you must find in your life what turns you on, the passion in your life. Tonight I'll have a meeting with all of my managers here at Hippocrates. And what I've been talking to them about, having a very open dialogue for about a year now, is I want you to find what you love to do the most and do it here. Because what I've learned is if you find what you love, if you turn your passion on, you are unstoppable. Now, if you're doing things that seem like burdens to you, that you're unhappy with, just to make money or just to make have a larger house or get a bigger car, there's nothing there that's going to fulfill you, and you'll end up a victim of disease. You'll bring a disease onto yourself, emotional or physiological.
No doubt.
Where passionate people literally get well. What do you think addiction is? What do you think all of these problems are?
Oh, absolutely.
Self-loathing.
Absolutely.
Self-loathing. And if we start to learn to be respective enough to get ourselves on the right track, then it's a very simple next step to eat right, etc. But I was an obese guy smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day and grass every day for 10 years. I wasn't a happy camper, but I looked normal. This is what everyone was doing.
And did you find during that time period of your life that, you know, you were waking up miserable, going to bed miserable,
sure,
hating everybody in between?
Of course. I hated myself, so I hated everyone else.
Yeah, I was an equal opportunity hater myself.
Yeah, I mean, but nobody talks about these things. They make it complicated. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. Put the brakes on, reevaluate your life, get the values going again, and everything falls into place. You can eliminate cancer. I see it all the time. I've been director since 30 years now and worked with the Institute since the mid-70s, run centers all over the world. And I can tell you, there is no disease and no problem that you can't supersede.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to believe in yourself, not believe in a program or believe in a system. You've got to believe in yourself.
Doctor, I just wanted to share something with you very quick. This is Dale. My father was the first guy on his block to embrace true what we call health food or healthy eating, and also exercise. I mean, he looked at the peak of health, but the stress that he imposed on himself caused heart failure. The doctors couldn't explain it any other way. And that component of the emotional and psychological component is, you know, I saw it firsthand, so I have to totally agree.
Well, you hit it on the road. You've got it. It's a three-pronged deal. I mean, I know that because when I first got into the diet, and got that much going for myself, I didn't exercise. I hated exercise. Matter of fact, I used to campaign against it. And then I realized you can't be healthy without the exercise thing.
Right.
And then I finally realized, hey, it's all about attitude. I didn't realize that changing your diet and exercising will help to advance a better attitude. But, boy, then you have a lot of work to do on that to fix the brokenness. But let's go back to your dad as an example. My colleague, Dr. Kenneth Cooper, out at the Cooper Center, did a study on all the top Olympic athletes worldwide, gold medalists, silver medalists, and found out that these people were literally dying commonly in their 40s and 50s from catastrophic disease. Now, why?
Wow.
They were exercising every day, not eating properly, though, and taking chemical supplements rather than whole food nutrition.
Right.
And most important, they were driven like they were 15 or 20 years old still, and now they were 50 years old. So their bodies developed free radicals. And back in 1977, we developed an understanding that is really unique, and I think we'll share it with your audience today, that the brain and the rest of the body have a constant conversation and dialogue. Now, one of the ways the listeners may understand, I'm not talking mystically here, how many of you remember before you had to take a major test and you weren't really sure about it and you got a sore stomach? Well, that's
absolutely
literally the communication between neurons in the brain and neurons in the stomach. But there's neurons in the fingers and neurons in the toes, et cetera. So when they use the term broken heart, that's what your father had.
Yeah,
he was relentless. He wouldn't give up. He wouldn't give up.
Relentless with resentments.
Exactly. Well, you're pissed off and angry. There's no better cocktail for death. And that's why one day people wake up and they hit the ground, and no matter what you eat, you've got to have the happy part of it.
And so resentments and the causes of resentment. resentments and all of that is just cancer-causing and ill health behind
we
it.
We see it. I mean, my colleague who just died 4 weeks ago, Dr. Carl Symington.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, created visualization.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an oncologist and realized that he was killing everyone. He said, my God, every one of these patients I work with and they do what I say, they're dying. And what he did is he started to realize that the real cocky ones who didn't believe a word he said and never did what he said, they survived. And so he started to see the phenomenon. Back at first the University of Oregon and then University of Texas did some work and got people to start to visualize. Back then we had Pac-Man. They were little tiny round faces with mouths. He used to say, hey, King, now picture in your body you have these Pac-Mans eating up your cancer.
Mm.
And don't you know, within 5 minutes, he could take a guy off the street who never believed a word he said and reduce cancer cell development and activity by 10%.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is real. I mean, we're not talking mysticism anymore. This is quantum biology, and this is what we practice here, and that's why it's so effective. And sadly, everything else is quantitative and qualitative, so that when doctors are trained, they're trained to see black and white. You know, nothing is in between. And what we don't see, we don't believe. And what we don't, you know through education and experience, we don't trust. And the thing that we've got to start to learn to trust the things we don't see. I mean, all of us know what love is and how powerful it is. Have we ever seen it? No, but we know love exists. And it's the same thing with attitude. And if you can get an attitude to even go further than your own imagination, there's nothing that you cannot do.
And I bet you cover a lot of this in your best-selling book, Living Foods for Quantum Health.
Yes, we do. That's an important part of it.
And do you also, I know that you've written a lot of books. I also understand that you have taken a lot of this information and you deal with it in the change program. My understanding is it's a 3-week program, is that correct?
Yeah, people arrive here from not only South Florida, but all over the planet, and it's called the Life Change Program, and it's a 21-day program, and you may get a kick out of this. Used to be a 2-week program, and that was more lucrative for Hippocrates. We're a nonprofit because we could run 25 programs a year. And then I started to get an inkling that, you know, we have a formal graduation every Friday night. And we sort of give a diploma and hug people, and they get to talk to their acquaintances and friends they've made here. And I always felt I was putting my 12-year-old child onto the street. And so when we moved from Boston here to West Palm Beach, back 23 years ago, I added a third week on and didn't put an additional price. My accountants and lawyers, they went completely nuts. They said, you're going to go out of business. 2 weeks later, I literally realized we had been behind the eight ball because rehab programs knew it took a minimum of 21 days to change a mind.
Correct. Right.
And from that point on, 23 years ago, that 3-week program is phenomenal. Now, people can come for less, 1 or 2 weeks, but almost all of them try to fudge it and stay longer until they get here, because it's like an adult camp. It's not all, you know, serious stuff. It's joy, happiness, and showing you the potential and possibility you have. So people get turned on to that pretty quick, and so 21 days goes fast and fulfilling.
Did you send the lawyers and the accountants to the program?
They should have. They don't come, you know. These are the guys who need it. They're like your poor dad.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, Doc, we're going to ask you to hold on for a minute. We have to go to a station break, and when we come back, we're going to ask you more about Hippocrates and, of course, some of the things that you've been up to. We'll be back right after this message.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Buffalo Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to the center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Back to the show, and of course, today we are live in the studio with NWNN 1470 AM, and we have our listeners on Blog Talk Radio and our listeners on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Today we have a great guest from Hippocrates. We have the co-director, Dr. Brian Clement, and the doc has been giving us some great information, and most importantly, Dr. Clement comes with 30 years you've been at Hippocrates now, Doc?
Yeah, 35 years, actually.
Wow. 35. And over the 35 years, I'm sure you've seen it all, and you've been able to experience people that come to you and are hopeless and helpless, and they need hope, and you're able to give them that.
That's right. Not only are we able to give it to them, but the most important thing is I never get discouraged with humans. I see that when people are really up against the wall and they realize that the jig is up, most people respond pretty effectively. You know, we've become pretty damn lethargic in our culture and society. You know, we sit back and we've been trained consumers. So all we do is we buy, we purchase, and we get the economy to go. And we are thoughtless. We're airheads, literally. And so that's why we end up in problems like we're in, and we're confused, and we can't even think on our own. And most parents have never been trained to be parents. So, and we breed an entire next generation of hopeless, witless people. Mm. And so, you know, it's refreshing to see that we haven't lost that basic instinct once we need to employ it.
You have what they consider, it's been deemed the world's number one teaching institute in 2000, and since then it's been talked about as just that. And I see that part of what you do there is educational in nature. You have the health education program.
Yes.
And can you talk to us a little bit about that, so that way the listeners know what you have there and the opportunities they can
well,
give you
well,
a call?
The most important thing to realize is that we're the new healthcare system. You know, we have a very spirited debate in this country today about how to fix a broken system, and everyone's still talking about the same old, same old. We've created that new system, and they should come in here and use our model of 53 years to see how functional it is, how it works. Because we realize that no longer do we make patients or people dependent upon us. We've got to make you independent. So our objective, and it's funny, when the guests arrive when I'm here in town, the first thing I say to them is we've never healed a person in 53 years. But our job is to teach you, to support you, to love you. For the rest of your life, when you graduate, we counsel you by mail, no matter where you are in the world. Our medical team here supports you. But the bottom line is, you're the guy who does it. You're the girl who does it. And that's why we've been so effective. And how they do it is through education. And so it's not like a school setting, but it's life education. Things that your poor mom and dad, who didn't know any better, didn't teach you. Things that your educational system didn't teach you. They taught you things that were generally not usable in your life. We're teaching you the usable things.
I think a lot of that was lost back through the years, because I mean, everything went fast food, everything became production, you know, productive foods. You really stopped, you know, dealing with going out to the, you know, pasture and picking your corn and picking your vegetables and doing those things and having a healthier meal around the table with the family, and everything went to TV dinner.
Flash and packaging. If you want to really make that point vivid, all the listeners today, I'm going to give you homework. There is a brilliant documentary that's very interesting. Don't think it's because it's a documentary. It's not good. Called Food, Inc. If you're a conscious American, I think it's your obligation to watch that video. Go down to your video store and buy it and rent it. Food, Inc. It exposes the unbelievable, barbaric evilness of modern food production in this country. I mean, it is insane what we're consuming. People don't realize it. So we have the Life Change program where people are educated, and then we have the Health Educator program. We've had people from 37 countries come and graduate, and people go back to their part of the world and change their careers and teach people what we do here at Hippocrates, and that's been a very successful program. We have open houses for the South Florida community. Matter of fact, the last Thursday of each month at 5 o'clock, we have open houses, and next Thursday, we have an open house. You can come. We show you film, show you around, give you some food tasting. I even get to squawk at you next week. I'm here at that point, and you're going to learn what we've done here and so successfully for all those years. If you want the new healthcare system, come here because we have it.
And this is next Thursday at what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. Very good. Me and Dale are going to make it a point to come on up.
That's great.
Yeah, matter of fact, the last time I made that promise, I had to break it because we had a guest that came into town, but Raymond Francis was up there speaking.
That's right. Raymond's a great guy. You know, Raymond's from California, and he's a very knowledgeable guy who's thorough with what he does. So there are very few of us in the field of nutrition that are like that. Most are salesmen. He's not. So I always bring him in here to talk.
He brought an equation to our show that, you know, we were really happy that he was on. And he's been on a few times now, just like yourself. And he brings that understanding that, listen, I'm going to tell you about it. I don't need to preach to nobody. I don't need to. He tells you about it in a way that you can understand it. Very 101 type way of telling you about
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
It makes it simplistic.
Exactly. That's what people need. Look at. Not everyone's a scientist. Not everyone's interested in it, but you're interested in saving your own butt.
Absolutely. Absolutely, especially when the butt starts getting bigger.
You need a lot of saving.
You know, I also know that there's Oasis Therapy Center. What is that in regards to that?
Yeah, we have a state-of-the-art therapy center. We don't call it a spa because, please, it's well beyond a spa. We're everything from psychotherapy to electromagnetic therapy to oxygen therapies are offered here at Hippocrates. And people come here from all over the local community, the enlightened people, and this is where they get, you know, chilled out and healed and youthified, as we call it.
And when you talk about youthified, there's a lot of people, myself included, that wants to know about youthified.
Youthified is a pretty simple thing. We go right back to the first thing. State of mind is state of age. Now, state of mind, if you think, oh, gee, I'm getting old, and you talk about that all the time, and I can't do what I used to do, and all your life is about 20, 30 years ago and how great everything was, I don't care what you eat. You're going to croak and get old and be insignificant. But if you change that and realize, oh, my God, every day when you wake up, it's an opportunity to enjoy things, to grow, to develop, to learn, then your life is going to go much further. One time I had an opportunity to talk to comedian George Burns. And George Burns, somebody told him, who knew him very well, who I was. And he said, oh, you're the young guy to tell people to eat food and they're going to stay young and healthy. And he was probably about 87 years old when I met him. And he said to me, you better add to the mix that they've got to love everything they do, because that's why I'm staying young, as he took a puff out of a cigar.
Exactly.
Now, if you could take a George Burns and put him on the Hippocrates diet, holy man, he'd be here 200 years. No kidding about it.
That's a beautiful,
that combination of things.
That's a beautiful story. You know, when you look at all of the things that are taking place in life today, and you're absolutely right, I know that I was hardwired. You know, I come from that kind of family that was half Irish, half Italian. You go out and you work yourself to death and don't ask any questions. Just go out there, drag home the meals and feed your family, produce. You don't have to like anything.
That's right.
Be miserable.
That's right.
Just do it.
I grew up in the same family. My grandfather said, never even question anything. Try to keep the job 50 years.
Absolutely. And my father worked for IBM for 32 years, and, you know, he did all these things. And his opinion, you know, for me to be on a radio show now, it's like, my God, you know, what do you go get a real job, will you, please?
Yep. Of course. I mean, but, you know, I started to see that probably when I was only 35, 40 years old. I woke up and I said, wait a minute. How about this guy Eisner, who's, like, you know, incredibly successful with Disney? You know, he's making 10% more every year there. And I looked at his work schedule. He hardly worked. And I said, what is it about? And that's when I started to really get the whole idea of doing what you love type of thing and not tolerating anything, because realize that you have no integrity if you're doing things half-assed.
Absolutely. That's right.
And what it really does is validate that you're a schmuck. So you basically keep saying, see, I'm really a schmuck.
if you
weren't pulling punches with
love.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. That's how it is.
And I think when you look at my overall big picture of life, whenever I was doing something that I really didn't want to do, I showed up and half, you know, half did whatever, half-hearted. Yeah, half in the bag, too, but
yep.
Half-hearted. But then I got sober and those things changed. But the bottom line is you're absolutely right. When you're going in and you're not happy, it comes out. It comes out all over the place.
It does. It is a horrible thing. And, you know, how many unhappy people guided us through life? The majority.
Absolutely.
Even parents, even loving parents, they always try to get you to do what they were incapable of doing, rather than, you know, supporting you and saying, hey, whatever you want to do, I'm here to support you. That's hardly ever heard of. That's almost, you know, an impossibility for parents. They're saying, do this, do that. All of their brokenness, they're trying to get you to fix.
Well, and it's even foreign today. What you're talking about right now is foreign.
That's right.
Even people today, and I mean, a large majority of the people I know are all about, like, I got a buddy of mine. He has his kids in school already, and I think they're, you know, less than 2 years old.
Super kids rather than real kids.
Correct. And for myself, I look back and, you know, I hated school. I was one of those people, Doc, that I just could not stand being in there because I couldn't sit still.
Right.
You know, and they all told me, well, there was something wrong with me because, you know, I had this and I had that. I had behavioral problems. I had this. And, you know, I look back and I see my kid today, my own kid, goes through some of these things himself. And one of the things that I found out was that a lot of it was that I was overthinking things, and I just was so into, you know, experiencing things, and I was excited about life, and I had people trying to break that excitement.
And that's probably why you became an addict, because what they did is squelch your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You take a spirit out of a human being, and they have nothing but sadness.
So, doctor, so you've got a lot of people out there that have wrong thinking, basically. So how do you grab them to get them close enough so you can tell them the truth about what's going on?
Well, I mean, to give an example, every single guest who comes here, he's gifted psychotherapist. We don't have good guys. We have the best. Gifted. One guy was an ER guy, realized the only people that survived in the ER were people who he could be positive. Everyone else died. The other guy was a Catholic priest, realized he liked girls, so he brings the pastoral thing to the whole picture. And Liddy are incredible. They take people into the room, and here's the key to psychological change. What most psychologists and psychiatrists do, psychiatrists hardly even talk to you anymore, they just give you dope. But what most of them do, literally, is to get you to look at your problems. The gifted psychologist I've known over the years and watch the effect, this isn't a theory, it's an application I've seen work, is they get in and, of course, they let you purge. But then what they do is they collect the positive things that you love and respect and honor about your life, and that's what we need to focus in on. If that's who you are, really, and that's who you love, you're not your problems. You're not a compilation of your problems. You are a gathering of your successes, and remember that. If we can get you and I and everyone else to look at that, I do it better every year. The fact of the matter is our life evolves and goes back to a human level. Don't think most humans live at a human level. They live at a subhuman level. And that's why we have the struggle and the war and people greedy, so greedy they break the economy of the world and they get on drugs and they get on alcohol and they overeat and they get fat and they get skinny and they get bulimic. All of this has one core reason, and that's what we just talked about.
And, Doc, would you find that it's helpful for people to take an inventory of this stuff, to be able to sit down with a piece of paper? Maybe, you know, maybe they're sitting there today and they can sit down and make an inventory of all the good, positive things they like about themselves.
But I'm going to tell you something that I've seen work in 100% of the cases, and it's simple. Just like here we tell people to eat food that has life in it, brings you back to life, this is think positive thoughts and you'll come back to life. Now, listen. If you go out to the dollar store, remember, it's $1 I'm asking you to invest. You may even have a spiral pamphlet at home there, a little book at home. And tonight, if you normally go to bed at 10 o'clock, as an example, brush your teeth, get your pajamas on, whatever you do, sit in bed 5 minutes, 5 minutes before you normally would go to bed, close your eyes, relax, and write down, starting tonight, September 17th, 2009, the seven things you liked about yourself the most that day. Now, they don't have to be elaborate. We're not talking about sentences or paragraphs. We're talking about one, two, three words. Now, this is hard for most people. You'd be surprised. What do we do? Most of us go to bed at night, and what we think lasts, and even wake up in the middle of the night, is all the negative things and the problems, and, oh, my God, how am I going to do this tomorrow? How am I going to solve it? Shit. If you can go to bed at night, and the last thing you think about is the positive things that day, this revolutionizes the way you become. Now, I've seen this work 100% of the time. I've been doing this for 38 years myself. 38 years I've been writing on this journal. Now, at first, you have to struggle. It may be something like when you saw the elderly person driving down the road, rather than jolt out in front of them in the car, you let them pass by. Rather than being negative to that guy you really don't like at work, you were quiet and positive and just sent love to him, rather than fight with him or be angry or be negative about it. You know, little things. It may be you like the way you combed your hair. You like the fact that you ate a salad that day rather than a Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And these are the things. Now, you have seven. Now, listen closely. At the end of 1 week, you have almost 50 things you like about yourself. When I get the most optimistic people in this office, superstars, CEOs, sports figures, not one of these incredibly happy, successful people can write down immediately to me 50 things they like about themselves. You listeners can do it next week on Wednesday night when you go to sleep. In 1 month, you'll have 200 things you like about yourself. 3 months, 600. And in 1 year, 2,400 things. I remember when I started this. Some guy would say some crappy thing about me. I'd put that book under my arm and walk around with my chest out like this, because I knew, I validated who I was as my successes and happiness, not my failures and not my anger and hostility and sadness. And you can do the same, I'm going to tell you. What's really another part of this that's interesting, as the years go by, you're going to see, you're literally going to be evolving to a point where you have larger scopes of understanding and greater imagination about who you are and what you like. It's fun for me to look back 20 years ago, 10 years ago, last year, and you always proceed. You grow with your abilities. You grow with your self-respect. You grow with your potential and possibility. I know every great leader that I know, people that a lot of you see on television and that are successful, literally are doing similar things to this. Maybe not exactly the seven things, but this is easiest. It takes 2, 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes at the utmost, for most people to do this. And the value it gives you is billions of dollars worth of value.
Amazing. And I'm glad that you shared that with the listeners, because I am a true believer of sitting down and journaling, and what I usually put on the paper about myself is what I end up becoming. I was also told, you know, and I want to ask you this also. I was also told that if you show me the people, this is what somebody told me, John, if you show me the people you're hanging out with today and the books you're reading today and the things that you're doing today, that's going to be who you are 5 years from now.
Well, you're not kidding. When I was a kid, I was always with some tough guys. My dad would say, here's what you're doing. And I'd say, oh, God, my father's a psychic. All he did is look at my buddies. It was that simple. I mean, birds of a feather flock together, and that is never going to change.
So if you want to get healthy, you want to be healthy in mind, body, and spirit, you got to hang out with people that are healthy mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly. And when you get healthy, you don't tolerate anyone else. I mean, I don't hang around with negative people. I call them vacuum cleaners. They suck the energy out of you.
Energy suckers. Yeah. I love it.
I want people that have fire hoses and they're spewing love and happiness all over the place.
You know, Doc, I'm so glad that you came on with us today. We had a really great experience last time you were on, and of course this experience is the same. We, you know, love to hear the energy that you bring, and you do bring love, and you do bring compassion, and you do it with a right hook.
Yeah. Thanks. I like that. I practice a lot. So I hope to see everyone here at Hippocrates, and you guys are special. I'm going to check for you. There's a lot of pretty women who come to this, you know.
Oh, really? Dale just ran out the door to call his girlfriend to make sure she didn't hear that.
I'm sure of that. You can bring her, too. She can sit in the back. My kind of guy.
So, well, I understand that you work with the missus there, too, correct?
I do. She's my love and joy. You know, when you have a good marriage, there's nothing like that. That's the way it's supposed to be.
And that's
my best friend.
And that's Dr. Anna Marie Clement, right?
Exactly. You know, I found her in Sweden back in 1978, and I've never been anything but happy about that.
She told us she found you.
Well, that's probably true. You know how women are. They really run the things, but we take the credit.
Well, you know something, Doc, again, We're thankful for having you on the show. We'll definitely see you out there next Thursday. We're going to make it a point to come up. And you have a great day. We're going to have to close out. And, of course, we got to go to our last break and close everything up. But, you know, it was, again, an honor to have you on. We look forward to having you back on in a couple of months. How's that sound?
You too. Take care. I'll be back with you.
That sounds great.
Thanks so much, Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor. Wow, huh?
That's a remarkable man.
That's
no
good
doubt.
Stuff.
You know, you can't bottle that, but he can teach it.
And you know something? I love the way he does it. He does it with a right hook.
Absolutely.
I like the right hook. We'll be back right after this message.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
12-Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-Step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-Step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to the center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. And, of course, we just got over a great show today. Dr. Brian Clement from the Hippocrates Institute was on with us. And Dr. Brian Clement can be contacted at 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876. And you can call Hippocrates. They have an open house every Thursday. Next Thursday, he's going to be speaking. And if you want to meet with the man himself and shake it, and does it, Dr. Brian Clement, again, can be contacted at 561-471-8876. You can also go to their website, which is HippocratesInstitute.org. It's HippocratesInst.org. You can check them out at their website. They have a lot to offer at the website. The website's an information-packed website, so you got all kinds of stuff there. So, again, Dr. Clement's next Thursday up at Hippocrates, and it's at
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Me and Dale are going to be there.
We will.
We'll be two, like, squirrels chasing a nut.
There you go. He's a remarkable man.
Good guy. Good guy. So we're glad that we had him on today. Most importantly, if you're listening to the show today and you like this show and you want to hear more about it, what we do is, of course, you can go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, and you can actually click on the widget that's there and play this show over again immediately at 3 o'clock. So you can hear the show live, or you can hear the show rebroadcasted. Coming up here shortly, we're actually going to be starting to do, we're working on it now, any show that's done at 2 o'clock will be redoing the show, replaying it at 8 o'clock at night on Blog Talk Radio. So we're all those things out now. But the good days are here, and this day was beautiful, and we're glad for our guest, Brian Clement. We're glad that we're in studio live at WNN 1470 AM. We thank you to the listeners. We thank you to the listeners on Blog Talk. Most importantly, you have a great day. We'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock with Ask Christy. Get on your relationship issues, write them down, call Christy. She'll answer any questions.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, this is Scott from Kiss Energy Solutions, wishing you a happy holidays and offering you the gift of big savings. You can save up to 50% on your electric bills, and if you call me right now, you can save up to 65% off on all our products and services. So act now and take advantage of the $1,500 federal income tax credit that is expiring at the end of this month. Our products are typically installed in just one day, so we will not disrupt your busy holiday schedule. And you can keep your money for the holidays with our new one-year same-as-cash program. No interest or payments for a year. Get your income tax credit back and save for a year on your electric bills before you have to pay. Remember, the